Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about vitamin and mineral supplementation. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Kathleen Troop, Mississippi State University dietetic intern in food science, nutrition, and health promotion. Kathleen, what do you have to share with me today when it comes to the world of vitamin and mineral supplementation?
I would like to share some of the recommendations and current research findings that I've gathered on the effectiveness of supplementation in preventing chronic diseases.
And who is this information for?
I have gathered some supplementation and nutrition facts for all ages. This supplementation and nutrition information can be useful for anyone who takes a daily vitamin or mineral supplement or is just interested in health and nutrition topics in general.
Who is making these supplement recommendations? Are these recommendations from medical professionals?
Yes, the recommendations come from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. According to their website, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is an independent, volunteer panel of national experts in disease prevention and evidence-based medicine. The task force works to improve the health of all Americans by making evidence-based recommendations about clinical preventive services.
Interesting. What does the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force have to say about supplementation?
When it comes to both multivitamins and individual vitamin and mineral supplements, there is not enough evidence to support their use specifically to prevent cardiovascular disease or cancer. But we can protect ourselves against these diseases in other ways. Eating a wide variety of nutrients in a well-balanced diet is the best protection against many types of chronic diseases. The USDA's dietary guidelines can be found at www.choosemyplate.gov and can help you to identify what can help you achieve a well-balanced diet. A few quick tips include adding a wide variety of fruits and vegetables in your diet, making sure you fill half of your plate with fruits and vegetables at every meal, choosing whole grains such as brown rice over processed grains such as bread, and eating a variety of protein sources from both animals and plants. Good plant sources of protein could include soy products such as tofu or beans, while animal sources of protein should consist of chicken, turkey, fish, and lean cuts of pork and beef. Look for 85% lean ground beef or higher and cut as much fat off the meats as possible to protect your cardiovascular health.
So choosing a wide variety of foods will help us to avoid many types of chronic disease, but what about diseases that have been linked to specific nutrients like osteoporosis and fracture prevention?
Fracture prevention in the elderly is another hot topic in the supplementation world.
Fractures in the elderly? Do you mean from osteoporosis?
Yes. As we age, our bone density decreases and increases our risk of fractures. In fact, according to the CDC, 5.1% of all U.S. men over age 65 have osteoporosis of the femur neck or lumbar spine, while 24.5% of all U.S. women over age 65 suffer from osteoporosis in their femurs or spines. This is why calcium and vitamin D are important nutrients that we should include in our diet at any age to prevent weak bones in the future. However, the question I am asking today is, although we need calcium and vitamin D to prevent fractures, should we be taking a daily calcium and vitamin D supplement to prevent osteoporosis?
So for postmenopausal women, diet-wise, what should we do to reduce bone loss and risk of fracture later in life?
Calcium and vitamin D, as we said, both play an important role in bone health. But the science is beginning to reveal that supplementation doesn't seem to work very well. So we need to look to a healthy, well-rounded diet that includes quality sources of calcium, like tofu, sardines, sesame seeds, yogurt, cheeses, milk, and cooked greens like spinach, collard, turnip, mustard, and beet. And for vitamin D, foods to look for include fatty fishes like salmon, mackerel, and tuna. You can also get small amounts of vitamin D from egg yolks, beef liver, and cheese. Also, other common foods such as milk and orange juice are fortified with vitamin D. It's also important to note that reducing or eliminating sodas and diet sodas from the diet can help to increase your calcium absorption, as they tend to block calcium absorption.
Good to know that we can get most of our calcium and vitamin D in our diet. Today we've been speaking with Kathleen Troop, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.